And let me get attendance, Pete, and then we'll go to prayer because we got a bunch of people here today. This is incredible. Good. Very good. Very good. All right. So if I'm not mistaken, I got to Karen, right?
Yes.
Caron, good morning. And then 575, who's that?
Mary.
Hi, Mary.
Hi.
Nice that you're here. 760, you guys, the spies joined us again. Good, spies back. Okay, get them out of there. All right. And they, another 919. 919, 812, who's that?
Hey, Mel, it's Dale. My other phone went dead, so this is my work phone.
Welcome. And again, let me reiterate, since the call's on, this guy put in an unbelievably good recipe. Even though it's healthy, I'm going to try it because the sauce that he prefers, I grew up eating in Lower Manhattan in Little Italy in the restaurant that the people from ROAS, Rouse, used to have. And now I don't even know if the restaurant's there. All I know is that their sauce is the most expensive, best tasting, and really not that unhealthy. So, and it looks great what he made, spaghetti squash. You got to go take a look. Delicious recipes, guys. You know, there's some really good stuff coming in lately again, which is nice. And anyone who has anything to contribute, you know, feel free. If it's really not healthy, Peter will tell me to pull it out. All right. Let's see here. All right. So 919-812, who's that?
That again, that's me, Bill.
Okay, now I got it. And then there's Nancy. Hi, Nancy.
Good morning.
Okay, and then there's, 845. Is that Norma? Huh?
It's me.
Oh, very good. So, boys and girls, for the first time in months, we officially have the Donut Lady, 1999, and her mother both with us. All right, guys. We brought you here for what we call an sortie or a sortie. It's a missions, and when you're in war, if it's a short mission, it's called a sortie, I think. Could be wrong. I've been wrong before. So let's get right to it, okay? The first thing I want to talk about is a year-long project that I had, long-term project, which it seemed like it got started, and then somehow it got dismantled at the other end. But I'm really happy to announce that if you buy Clean Green, from this day forward, and at checkout, you put MORG, M-O-R-G, 18, you will automatically be given an 18% discount on the purchase. Now, I know because Sam, as I am, or maybe it was Donna G, somebody bought 4 gallons, and they were raving and raving. They got $50 off. Well, I went and bought something. And it's true, it works. 18%, not bad. Better than anything else, anywhere else, except on the kits from Logos, which are about 28% discounted for us. So really, if you were hesitant about Clean Green or you have any issues over there, you can always talk to Kathy. But the fact that she finally allowed us to get this thing in gear, and you can thank me and the webmaster, my webmaster, because we put it together, put the links in, and got it working. So 18%. If you don't think that's good, well, you could fire me and hire someone else. All right. So the next thing to talk about, okay, is the protocol page. Now, I don't know how many times you've been to the protocol page, and how many times I've asked everyone to please print the protocol page, because you're going to need what's in there to use as a guide when you're taking your nutritional supplements from Logos and other companies, because we put it all together. Well, the good news is, I would hope before the 1st of September that the protocol page will be updated. And then when it is, John will come by and do a call on any changes and what. And if anybody has any suggestions about something in the protocol or they really would like to see in the protocol, you need to get them to me in the next 7 days so I can get them to John the same day you get them to me. And if not, you'll have to go back eventually and reprint it because we're going to try to get it most current as possible with all the latest time frames that we have in place. Okay. So let me stop here for a second and say, does anybody have a question about the 18% discount? If you do, ask it now. It's just star five or shout me. No me's. Hey, Pete, what do you think?
Well, I think it's a blessing knowing how much we depend upon Clean Green and how important it is for the skin. I'm pretty thrilled about it, being a low-income senior, so I would commend you for that. Thanks for thinking about everybody like you always do, and yeah, it's going to be a blessing for those of us on a fixed income for sure.
Okay. Looks like we have some additional people joining us. So 317, who's that again?
It's Donna G. I had a dropped call.
Oh, okay, Donna. Let me put you back in where you are, okay, because I always get confused here, you know. And then there's a number I don't really recognize, but that's okay. 659, who's that, 659?
Hey, Mel, it's Deborah Nancy Moore. I got
Let me tell you something. With the three names she's got, you think she'd be related to the Rockefellers. All right,
I've got another one. I just didn't put it in. It's Perry.
No. Stop using it. It's confusing enough. All right. And then there's... All right, wait a minute. Oh, man. I am telling you, they are piled in here like crazy. 440, who's that? Good morning.
It is Jen. Good morning.
Ah... I'm glad you joined us because you're going to be part of the next segment. And then, let's see. Oh, boy, I'm really lost. Okay, well, I'll get around to everybody. I mean, we got more people here than I ever anticipated on this one. Okay, well, that's great. All right, so what we talked about so far, in case you just jumped in, was the new discount available today and forth. On Clean Green, 18% when you put at checkout, MORG, capital M-O-R-G, all caps, 18, you get 18% off your order. And what else do we talk about? Oh, yeah. We're going to update the protocol page where we list the times to take the different meds. We want to bring it as current as possible. And then John will be here in early September and do a call with me and Pete. We'll call it the Three Amigos. Review the meds. And we'll do a call on what the changes are and what. Anybody has a suggestion on something they'd like to see that's not there, you got to get it to me in the next 5 days so I can move it forward to see if there's any chance of incorporating it in this next revamp update of the nutritional supplements. All right. And then there is... Mel Lavina, retired. Hey, hallelujah. Whoa, one less job. I mean, you guys had no idea, all right? I mean, I do not feel comfortable wearing a wig. I got a nice set of hair, all right? So in his place, we have delightful, lovely Jennifer. Welcome, Jennifer. Say something so they know you're real.
I'm here. I got myself unmuted. So hello. Good morning, all.
Good morning.
Okay. you did a marvelous job on your first attempt at lovely Jennifer and the Full Moon. I must commend you.
Oh, my God. Thank you so much. Thank you.
No, thank you.
It was my pleasure. I loved it, actually.
Okay, did you see I put the sturgeon in today, the nasty-looking fish?
Oh, no, I've not been online yet today.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, but the big fish, oh, my God, it's massive. And I can't believe it's a freshwater fish.
No, he looks like he's evil, you know?
I know. Totally true.
All right. Well, Jen, welcome, and
yeah.
God bless, and thank you so very much.
Oh,
does anybody have any questions for Jen? Jennifer? Okay. Okay, well, you got off the hook easy, girl.
What's
no questions. I said you got off the hook easy. There are no questions.
Perfect.
All right, so now we've covered three of the four things we wanted to talk about. Okay, the fourth thing that we wanted to talk about has probably been a long time coming, but I just never had the heart to do it. Well, I tried explaining to you folks that I really do not make a good living. I make enough to exist and not a whole lot more since I left Reno, because I cut my coaching customers in half in December of 2023, and everything in the world has gone up in price. But in all these years, I never raised any of my prices ever once. Where our manufacturers have all raised their prices more than once. And everything you buy today is going to cost you four times as much as it did 15 years ago. But I was never coming here to make a lot of money. I was coming here to keep a promise to a 40-pound red-tail hawk. And I'll stay here until the day they put me in the box and put the soil on top of it. But I can't have a second bankruptcy. I had one in 2015 because I paid for everything. I mean, everything. And we had more people on the foundation protocol back then. And I was blessed with certain gifts. And after I got well in 9, and by the 2010, I went back to one of my old businesses and started making really big money again. And so I started paying for everything for everybody. Well, I drove off a cliff in 13 and almost died for the 13th time. And by 2015, I was in bankruptcy court. I couldn't pay for everything anymore because I had no money. Well, it was when I first decided I had to charge something for the website, and I was going to have to charge coaching in order to stay afloat. Well, I did, but I've never made a lot of money. It just doesn't work like that when you work for God. It just doesn't. It's okay, because I'm as healthy as anyone I ever met my age. In fact, most of my people my age ain't even alive anymore. So there are other gifts. But I am forced at this point in time, if I want to stay here and keep helping people, I'm going to have to raise my price. Now, don't faint. On the monthly, $5 a month to $10 a month. And I'm sorry, I can't help it. If I don't do it, I'll go through every bit of my savings in the next 6 to 8 months. I don't want to do that.
Okay.
It's not fair.
That's okay.
So it's gonna happen. I'm sorry it's happening, but it has to happen for me to stay here to help others. So it's going to be automatic. Whatever your due date is in September, unless you cancel, you're going to be taking $10 from your PayPal account instead of $5. Now, if anybody has any problems with it, you can talk to me in private. You can talk to me now. But I can't help it. I didn't, 15 years, guys, 15 years, I didn't ask for a penny. And then in 2015, that's 9 years ago already, I had to ask for a little something. And I've never raised the price on anything. So forgive me. And please bear and grin it. I don't mean to hurt anybody. That's it. Any questions? I'd be glad to field them.
Can I say something?
Well, you can. But let me let Peter say something, because
okay.
Peter is one of the very first people that I ever helped.
Okay.
And Peter and I, we don't even always agree on things, but we stop fighting in public. We wait till we're in the, get two pillows and go at each other. But
aren't
no.
Aren't y'all brothers?
But I mean,
are y'all brothers?
No, we're not brothers.
I thought y'all were.
I've only seen Peter, I've seen Peter one time, and I'll never forget the look on his face when he came to Reno, because he was the second person I took to Dr. Zamboni. The first is a nurse named Mary Beth, who you can read all about in the forum archives and testimonial archive. Mary Beth was a nurse then. She's a doctor now. Okay.
Yeah.
Peter was on death's bed, and now he is my right-hand man.
Okay.
So, Pete,
I
do you have any thoughts on what I've just done?
Well, you know, first of all, you're taking me back. I remember when I did see Dr. Zamboni at your expense back in July of 2012, I believe, at which point I started the protocol. I remember meeting you. You were not what I thought. I remember reminding you that you have to change your picture because you were very tall and moving very well for someone that we only saw as stationary on the site. To be honest, folks, you know, Mel and I, we call one another brothers because we're brothers in the body of Christ and sisters. Yeah, I'm sure I have sisters here in the body of Christ as well.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I've known Mel for over 12 years now. We do disagree from time to time, but I don't know any two academics that don't. So it's not unusual for that. But we always come to agreement before the end of the day. And it's been a journey that has been a wonderful one for me, because I've seen him over 10 years, to speak the truth in love, show up every day, fight through accidents, financial ups and downs, difficulty with COVID, yet he still just keeps on plugging at the young age of 78. I'm 70 myself. Mm-hmm. So we want very much for people to understand, Mel, I believe it's safe to speak for you in this regard, that we do this for the Lord, not for money. And we do it because we are so blessed to have found the way through this, both of us, which we can probably, in agreement, give the credit and honor to God first and then to John Bergsteiner second, who without him, I don't think either one of us would be here. The wisdom in this protocol comes from 30 years of his family's research and his father's dedication to healthcare and, you know, this protocol and how it works. So the last thing I would say, Mel, is I have seen, to be honest with you guys, I have seen him, which I was beside myself when I saw this, send me pictures back when he was doing much better, playing cards, and back in the day when, we've seen at least 50% inflation in California here, and I'm sure it's affected him in no small way where he was in Reno as well. But I've seen two different checks that I can recall. One was for $1,000 and one was for $1,500, written to the foundation. And that was something that I thought was just nothing short of commendable. Mel has, he can be difficult, but he gives his heart and soul to this community. And we both want everybody here to know within earshot that this science is sound. The current dogma that you cannot overcome Morgellon syndrome is just not true. And there's so much misinformation and so many predators out there trying to sell products, putting up ugly pictures. We don't do any of that here. It's an old school type website, which I think is a blessing that Mel brings forth. He allows you folks to have the benefit of that. Even when you can't afford coaching, he'll talk to you out of the love of his heart. But he has to, you know, there are fees for keeping this website up and running. And, you know, all that he asks is that people allow him in this change this morning to stay up with inflation. He's not going to make any more money. He's still going to be behind every month. I am as well here in California, but it is what it is. We both obligate ourselves completely to the Lord for all provision. And we've been doing this, both of us together, for a long time out of the love of Christ and the thanks that we want to pay forward for God bringing us through this terrible and insidious disease. We're both clear of symptoms for a lot of years now, and it's just amazing. So, yeah, that's always my my message, Mel. And I understand the cost increases. I think they're minimal, to be honest with you folks.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a very honest person, and I think that the benefit far outweighs the cost here, no matter what. Most community groups are peddling misinformation, and you get the truth here. And to me, you know, what good is the money if you don't have your help? So I'm happy to see people, contribute to you, Mel, so you can keep this website and this community thriving. And God bless you, brother. That would be all I would say to your subscribers this morning.
Thanks, bro. Thanks. So I think it was Deborah.
Niecy.
Yes, I'm going to call you Niecy. It's just easy. Okay, because there are other Deborahs, and there's two Donnas, then there's Desiree. Okay, so you're now Niecy, officially Niecy. All right, Niecy, what did you like to say, dear? You're
relatively
new.
I was thinking that you needed to go to maybe Tweety, because, you know, when I go get groceries, I spent $300 not long ago. Everything is so expensive. And I thought you might need to go up to like 20 or 25 is all I wanted to say.
Okay, well, I'm going to take you way back, Niecy. I'm going to take you way back to 2015, some of the happier years. Okay, because I had finally recovered, and even though I was on my way to bankruptcy court, I wasn't miserable. Okay,
yeah.
But at that point, I had a Bible teacher, the man who baptized me when I had my second baptism, a minister who lived underneath me in the apartment building we both lived in on the lake, and he came up to me one day on the staircase, and he said, "I never see you go out. I never see you do anything except you're always up there working." Mm-hmm. And he said, "What do you do?" And I gave him one of my cards. And a few days later, he came knocking on the door. And he came in and we sat and talked. He had tea. I had probably coffee. And he became my Bible teacher at that point in time. And after the bankruptcy, he said, "Well, Mel, why don't you raise the prices? You are the only real deal out there. Everybody else is just stealing people's money and making bad information." So I said, "I can't do that. You don't understand. The people who are sick, they hardly have any money left except a very few." So I never did. And he told me in 2015 to raise it to $20. And the six people that I consulted with about raising the price were in agreement, all six, that 10 was not enough. But you know what? I did the math. I figure I'm going to lose 20 or 25% of the people, okay? But I'll still make more money than I'm making now, and the people who stick around are definitely going to be the ones who are really interested, even more than those who left. So, sometimes when there's less, it's better. Then I'm able to give more time to those who are truly here. And then there are those, there got to be 30 people who every month they pay. And they're well for anywhere from 8 to 15 years. I can't believe that they still will donate to the well-being of this website. And I call that paying forward. And I've always wondered why, and I got it now on tape. I can't understand why everyone on this website doesn't at least send $5. $5 a month to the He Cures All Foundation. I mean, if the 130 people who pay every month to read and listen and be here, I mean, that's almost $800 at $5 a pop. I could put two more people on the foundation protocol. And God forbid you were ever sick and couldn't afford it, but you were one of those who contributed, you would automatically be put into the foundation. So I would think about it, folks. It's a very cheap way to get good insurance in the event something goes awry in your life. That's it from here. If anybody has any questions about anything, this is the time. I told you this is not going to be a long call, but this is the highest attended call of the year. So I'm going to go around the room, and I'm going to start with Donna G.
I don't have any questions.
Do you have anything to say?
I do. I just want to press that the protocol does work. I'm at the 90-day mark, and things are really kind of balancing out for me finally. And I feel great, more energy, less movement. I can't, I'm at
I
a
know,
loss for
it's
words
difficult.
Yeah.
No, that's okay. Let me commend you, darling. The reason that you're having this kind of an upturn so quickly, okay, and everyone else is going to hate me, but unlike almost everyone else, honey, you listen to every single thing I tell you to do, and you do it.
Mm-hmm.
And because you are so committed to getting well, because you love life, you're
mm-hmm.
making every sacrifice that's necessary, and the results are there. But to get everyone to comprehend the sum of the parts, including the spiritual component, is very difficult. And then everyone who could, got to also be brave, got to also be patient, got to also be willing to accept change. The sum of the parts is not just the nutritional supplements.
Oh, absolutely.
Congratulations, Donna. You're moving
absolutely.
Along quicker than anybody in the last 5 years.
God is number one in all this. Absolutely.
Hey, if it wasn't for God, I wouldn't be here. I'm walking out of the clinic, the cancer clinic, and they're telling me to have a good time. I'm not going to be here by Christmas. There's no cure for this disease. So I go home, and I'm halfway up to the middle landing of the two sets of steps to my apartment. And I look up, and what do I see sitting on the top of the fireplace, on the cap, on the thing? It's like this monster bird. Okay, and the bird's looking right at me, and I'm looking right at the bird. I can see the different color eyes in a 40-pound hawk. And the bird says to me, "You're not going to die at Christmas." And I'm telling you, I look on the floor, and I look up to the heavens, and I look up to the bird, and he's still staring at me like that. And I said to the bird, "Well, if I don't die, I'm going to spend the rest of my life trying to help other people with this." And here I am. It's 15 and a half years later. I ain't going to go anywhere. And I am going to get rich. But I don't want to go broke, guys. So just don't be upset with me.
No, I do have a question.
You know,
because I have pressure on me to gain weight. And can I take denatured whey because it's a milk product. Can I take that?
Peter.
Is that Donna?
Yes, sir. Hi,
yeah,
good morning.
Good morning,
Donna.
Donna
G.
Donna G. First of all, I want to thank you for your testimony. For years, we've seen that at the 90-day point, people, and it was this way for me as well, at the 90-day point, we really kind of see and can understand that something is changing internally, that we're back in the game, so to speak. And my lesions started to close up at 90 days. And so I want you to, we don't hear from people reporting as much as we did back in the day. So I wanted to commend you and thank you for your testimony this morning that at 90 days you are seeing the difference. It doesn't surprise me, but I really appreciate you for bringing that forward and letting people know.
Thank you.
Again, the science here is so sound, you know. Also, the WPS is really important. You'll speak to Mel at some point, and when you get on the WPS, that's a heroic, what we call a heroic therapy. Most of the therapies that work with disease are restorative therapies, which is what, you know, this protocol does in reversing the bioterrain, getting endocrine system back online, which is messaging, upregulating the thyroid, which gets downregulated, which is the master metabolic gland, and also it improves adrenal support, which gives us energy. And then, so we really, with this disease, we've come so far from what it feels like to be normal that we've lost touch with that feeling. And then all of a sudden, when these systems come back online and the bioterrain starts to restore, then all of a sudden we get back in touch with that feeling of wow, and we realize this is what I remember. It feels like to feel good again. So I'm just thrilled for you, Donna, that it's working like it always does. Not surprised, but I'm very happy because I know I'll never forget the experience. And I know what you're feeling when you start to see hope again and you start to realize that you're getting well and getting your immune system and your body back to health. I'm just thrilled for you. I wanted to tell you that. God bless you.
Thank you. God bless you. Thank you.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm. No. So when you mentioned about the endocrine system kicking back in, I haven't started WPS yet. Mel told me to start. We'll wait after the full moon here. So my question is, right now I'm on a low dose medicine for all natural through John B. Well, it's prescription. He recommended it. Armor for my thyroid because my thyroid's running high. So when I start WPS, will I be able to stop that?
Now, that is a wonderful question. I very rarely get stumped, but I'm going to have to contemplate that for a bit. Okay. I think since John moved you in that direction, that would be best the question posed to him. I did support my system outside of the protocol, but I didn't do that until I'd been on the protocol for 17 months because I had some real energy issues, and I used a different form of iodine. So he's got you on iodine for thyroid support. Do you have a history of thyroid problems or any other thyroid, thyroxine or any other thyroid medications?
No. This is the first time ever.
Yeah. Well, iodine deficiency is pretty common with this syndrome and in people in general because of the foods have lost the ability to pull iodine out of the ground. So I think, Mel, that'd be a question best for her to pose to John. Our first rule here, Donna, is first do no harm. I don't want to... I don't really know if there'd be a conflict there, so I would prefer you talk to John.
Okay. And right. Do you recommend a non-denatured way? Can I take that to help me gain weight? Because my husband's really on me about gaining weight, and I'm trying.
You will see weight gain once you start feeling better. Another couple months, and you'll start to gain weight back is what we traditionally see, so... Stay the course. Eat as much as you can of the healthy dietary choices that Mel and this website and myself advocate for. Now, the main concern with whey is you want to make sure it's not some sort of a soy-based whey with additional soy products, which a lot of them put in there for. It's not a good source of protein because most soy is modified, and we want to avoid, you know, modified foods. They're terrible foods for people that are healthy as well, too. They destroy the cellular mechanics of DNA at a cellular level. So as long as it's not a soy-based product, if you know if it's non-soy?
It's grass-fed beef, and it's non-denatured concentrate. So it's not isolate either. It's concentrate.
Yeah, that's much better. I'm glad you understand the difference between that and isolate. I wouldn't see any problem with it for additional protein. You don't want to get too much protein because it'll put a strain on your kidneys. One way we can tell if we've got too much protein is we'll see a white foamy bubble in our urine after urinating. But I think if you look to grams of protein, you don't want any more than 70 grams of protein a day unless you're extremely active, a person that goes to the gym or a person that works real hard. Because you don't want to overtax your kidneys. You're going to have to eat lots of healthy fats like avocados, Yeah, coconut, lots of coconut, cook with coconut oil, and just eat your healthy resistant starches like I would say organic purple potatoes would be good if you can tolerate the sugar at this point, which you should be able to a little better at 90 days. Root vegetables like sweet potatoes are real okay. good for putting on weight, and then just eat to your heart's content, sister, you know, as long as you're on your digestive enzymes and your probiotics and your digestion is good and stool transit is good, so you don't have any issues with being bound up. Yeah, you just have to give it time, and we see time and time again, it's very small people. I got down, I'm 6'2", and I got down to 149 pounds. I clearly thought I was dying. I couldn't lose any more weight, and I'm back up to 190 right now, and I started gaining weight again about 90 to 180 days in when my weight really started to come back on. So, yeah,
okay,
hope that
awesome.
Helps.
Yeah.
One of her main challenges, Pete, and I'm going to bring it up. And she's going to be very upset with me, but you know how that goes. Everyone is upset with me at some point in time. She's having a terrible time. Her husband is brutalizing her over this.
Well, traditionally we see, Donna, try to be patient because it's such a difficult disease for people to experience when we have it. And for those, our spouses, our immediate family members, it's easy for them to think that we're not making wise decisions by investing in nutritional nutraceuticals, practitioner grade nutraceuticals like John to address the vitamin deficiencies and then to reduce the excesses we have in infection. So it's very hard for a spouse to understand. I would be patient with them. My sisters, it took them a year to come around. It was very disappointing to me because I needed them to be there when they weren't. But at some point, They will overcome the dogma that it's delusional, and they will come alongside you. You know, Christ says to be patient and to return love for those that aren't necessarily loving us. I think you need to understand it's very hard for him, very hard for him to understand what you're doing and maybe the cost of the investment in this protocol. Most spouses don't understand. But it does work, you know that, because you're feeling better. And what good is the money again if we don't have our health? So be patient with him, love on him, and sooner or later he will come around.
Thank you. Absolutely. I hope so.
Yeah, he will. He will. Faith is the
right.
Substance of things hoped for, but not yet evident, Donnie. You know that, right? Faith is a substance of things hoped for, but not yet seen. So keep your faith, and he will finish it. He will do it. Okay?
I pray on it daily. Yep.
Amen. By his stripes we are healed. Amen.
Thank you.
All right. Anybody else have a question? Really? All right. Any kind of – oh, good. Here we go. I mean, here we're here. We ain't going to be here after we're gone. Let's see. Who is that? Ooh, is that Lori? Lori, is that you?
Yes, it is.
All right. Go ahead, dear.
I just wanted to add to Deborah that my family was against me horribly. They wanted to take me to medical. I was afraid they would put me in a psycho ward. My husband thought I was nuts. My work, they didn't know what to do with me. I dropped down. I was down in the low 80s for weight. I looked like death. And I'll tell you what, they've said they're sorry. They all know when we have gatherings, they make sure that they have food there that I can eat. And it just takes it just coming around. So just have faith. It does come around.
Thank you.
So I hope that helps you. I've had this for, it'll be 8 years, but I know I'm on the down. I complained to Mel, and I think my diet's been really good, Pete. Peter has helped me to put a few more extra things in it to help me, and I'm really excited that to add a few things and take some things out. So it's all good. And God is good. He's our
All right. Anybody else? Anything you want to say is okay today. Uh-huh. All right. Well, I want to thank you all. No one's tried to assassinate me. All right, it's not funny, but it's funny. Today. today I'm looking out on the soccer field. Soccer nets are gone. The fields have been manicured, and there's got to be like a couple of hundred little kids, like 7, 8 years old and younger, all out there with these big old guys. They're teaching them football, and it's really something. There's always something going on here. Thursday night, I got woken up. There was a concert in the park. I didn't know they did concerts in August in the park, and they had a light show. So I went out on the balcony and kind of watched that. Anyway, the weather is beautiful. My health is decent. My diet stinks. What else? That's about it. We're going to have prayer tomorrow and fellowship. We'll be back next week, and we will have a guest. Don't ask me who, because even when they say yes, they don't always show up. But we'll do so. We'll get somebody here. I'm looking forward to John coming back in early September, and Robert Scott Bell will also be here in early September. Kathy will be by in the next few weeks just to say hello and ask anybody if there any questions or any issues with getting their discounts. And I think that's about it. I give you one last chance. Any questions? Get them up. Thank you all for coming today. Thank you all for being here and participating. And may God bless you abundantly with the health that Peter and I both enjoy years and years later. Bye-bye, everyone, and have a great day. Bye now.
Bye.
Take care, everybody.
Bye. God bless you all.
Thank you.
Bye-bye, and God bless.